From Best of San Francisco DDTV, The Pink Chill, and Didi LaFrag.
Hey, I've only lived in San Francisco for 30-something years. What do I know about it?
San.
Liberals? They're sadistic progressives.
Francisco.
This city is Junkies Incorporated. It's the junkie apocalypse.
Damn. This ain't your phony soy boy San Francisco. This is the San Francisco Dam Zone. San Francisco Dam is a solo psychodramatic performance art storytelling podcasting platform.
Hey everybody, it's Wednesday, December 1st, 2021. Happy birthday to you, those who are celebrating. I hope you are having a beautiful birthday today. Welcome, new listeners. Regular listeners, I love you. Here is your daily soft Fran feces, San Fran fentanyl, smug Francisco, soft Francisco weather report. The high today, December 1st, 2021, was a cool 72 degrees Fahrenheit. Currently, as I am recording your daily show, it is 63 degrees Fahrenheit. Darlings, I'm talking about militarized shopping on Union Square at Louis Vuitton. Well, spoiler, I didn't go inside of Louis Vuitton to go shopping. I'm not a fashion victim for one, and two, I'm not balling like that. And even if I was balling like that, I probably wouldn't be buying Louis Vuitton. I'm really not into designer clothes. I like some things, but I'm not a label whore. So I walked around downtown San Francisco today. Very interesting first of the month. That makes it spicy for the people who live on the street. They get their government checks and things are popping. The drug dealers, oh my goodness, I walked by an area on Market Street, Main Drag, between near 7th Street. It was like little Tijuana, elderly Asian ladies selling off their government food, hooded illegal alien Honduran drug dealers selling their fentanyl, heroin, and methamphetamine, and all the junkies, which are mentally ill drug addicts, buying it. I did shoot a video walking through, pretending I was on my phone. I don't know if I'm going to post that on social media. But anyway, I kept walking north on Market Street. It's the main drag. There's Markets as the main drag. Geary is the main drag. Mission. Several streets that are main drag.
This is Sexist Womanist Bohemian Excellence. It's the San Francisco Dam Zone with Didi LaFrac.
I came across a big tent on Market at Jones, that's between Jones and 6th Street, a big tent on Market Street. Well, if you don't know San Francisco, that's pretty mind-boggling. Walking and walking and walking. It was a beautiful day. And I want to talk about fashion real quick. I went shopping in my wardrobe and I found a dress I had never worn. It still had the price tags on it from like 3 years ago. I got more compliments on this dress. By the way, it is a sleeve. It's shoulders down, no shoulders. And to put it on, I have to put my arms through these elastic bands, which keep the dress on. So my shoulders are showing, and it's colorful mini dress, long sleeve. I got more compliments on that dress than anything I've worn in years. Like, people were stopping in their car saying, I love that dress. I love those colors. Or, girl, you're looking good. I'm like, oh my goodness. So a tip is, when you wear something and you get a lot of compliments, I think you should keep wearing it. That is one of my mottos. So I'm walking and walking. I went to my favorite Trader Joe's. That's Market at 4th Street. I love it. Subterranean. If you've listened to this show, you know how much I just adore 4th at Market in San Francisco, although this is dystopian. A lot of stores are boarded up. Michael Kors, Saks Fifth Avenue, their outlet store is boarded up because of the looters that happened last week, it was, or 2 weeks ago. It's pretty dystopian looking, but it's San Francisco, so it's pretty with streetcars zooming by, different candy colors. And then I walked by the cable car turnaround. If you listen to the show, you know how much I love my cable cars. Long story short, I walked up Stockton Street, so that is going west. I walked up Stockton to Geary to Louis Vuitton, which famously got looted. Those videos are all over the world now of my people, as my southern mother used to say, them Negroes was stealing. The Negroes was stealing. Hey, what? So basically, San Francisco has been transformed because of black looters and the white liberals that enable them and are soft on crime and call a looting equity. Looting isn't equity, folks. If that's the case, then the looters should be able to kick in your door and take what they want. Oh, you're saying because the corporations can't afford it? That's not how it works out with street equity. If you're going to loot, you're going to shoot. So anywho, Louis Vuitton is all boarded up on the Stockton Street side. Boarded up, but it's Louis Vuitton, so they painted it. It's black. It looks pretty dystopian. The Disney store closed. I think the Ghirardelli chocolate store closes. Not much shopping open in downtown San Francisco because of the COVID yawn. I really stopped calling it COVID. I call it the flu. I'm over it. And then I made a left turn on Geary at Stockton, and then I saw the doorway, the entrance for Louis Vuitton, because they had their beautiful glass windows, and that's when the fools came and ran up, and they cleared the place out. So it's militarized shopping. There's an armed guard. There are people at the door. They stagger who's going in, and then the windows are covered up with black painted plywood. Is very, very dystopian. Very, very weird. I took videos and photos. I put one on Twitter. So that's the story. How does it make me feel to be living in a city like this? Well, as an artist, I'm grateful that I'm able to communicate to the world what's going on. And it is like living in a episode of The Twilight Zone. If you guys know about that classic TV show called The Twilight Zone, well, that's what it feels like living in San Francisco, because it's completely dystopian. It's totally beautiful. People are leaving. Tourism is way down. It's like, wow. All right, everybody, thanks for listening. New listeners, make sure to subscribe and scroll the show list. Almost 700 of these episodes. Hey, everybody, I love you. Guess what? I'm Dee Dee LaFrac. I trust my vibe. San Francisco. Damn.
That's today's episode of the San Francisco Dam Podcast with sexist womanist bohemian Dee Dee LaFrac. Remember to join us tomorrow for another episode. This podcast is brought to you by our sponsors. Head over to sanfranciscodam.com for more sponsorship information. Thank you for subscribing and listening. San Francisco Dam Daily Truth Bombs. No namby-pamby permission necessary.